And so interactions between species are really shaping all of the diversity of life that we see across the planet. And so this is pretty obvious, I think, at the macro scale. You can have predator-prey dynamics. You can have different fish and their schooling behavior and how that's contributing to their fitness as a species. We farm crops for food. Ants also farm crops for food. And the intricate interactions between insects and pollen and how they pollinate plants also contributes to all of this lifestyle. This is something that I think we're very familiar with because we can see that at the macro level. But at the micro level, all of this is happening in large part due to their chemistry. And the way that they're interacting with their environment, competing with others, signaling to others, is through their chemistry. And it's very, very diverse. So I don't mean for you to take home all of these structures and memorize them. I just want to impress upon you that it's very, very different across the tree of life. And there's a lot of capacity for new molecules. All of these molecules have functions in their natural environment. And some of the things I have listed on the left are how we've kind of co-opted these molecules and used them for human purposes. So either as antibacterials, antifungals, or manipulating host-microbe interactions. This is where most of our drugs come from. So on the left, I'm showing you a pie chart where all of the colors are antibiotic or anti-cancer drugs approved by the FDA that have been either directly sourced from nature or inspired by these bacterially produced compounds. And on the right, what I'm showing you are the very important key access antibiotics that the World Health Organization holds in the highest regard. These are largely from nature or nature-derived. Very few of them are thought up by chemists in a lab and are purely synthetic. So where have we looked for new antibiotics? Sarah introduced this well. We can start in soil, isolate bacteria, screen them for activity, who's killing who, and then hopefully we make a discovery. And this has been relatively successful. So since that 1928 discovery of penicillin, there have been many, many new classes of antibiotics discovered, where kind of the heyday, the golden age of which was between 1940 and 1960. Streptomycin was discovered in 1943. And as soon as that was used in the clinic to treat tuberculosis, mortality decreased by over 85%. Before streptomycin was discovered, people that were suffering for tuberculosis had their beds moved out of the hospital and onto the street because the standard of care was for them to get fresh air. That was the only way that this infectious disease was treated. But introduced streptomycin, an 85% mortality decrease within just 20 years.